quarter, but you can keep outrunning him. There's not going to be a time where we artificially let him catch you and give him the job
back
unless you hand it back.
They slow played it with Wilson. I think that Dulac's reporting about the medically cleared thing checks out, even though I was surprised Tomlin was not asked that on the record today. So to jump from doing very little to full participant, that now doesn't come as much of a surprise based on what the Post-Gazette said about the situation. And yeah, I think the expectation, I believe, is Wilson is on deck in case Justin Fields blows up in game against Vegas. Or if he has a bad game, it's his job for the Jets game next week. Like, this game on Sunday now, it's Tuesday, so yes, things can change somewhat based on information that'll come out from practice, but my read on the situation right now is Justin Fields is about to play the biggest game of his life on Sunday, and if he doesn't deliver the goods, if they win and it's ugly, or they lose, then I think Russell Wilson will be their quarterback. I even think if he were to have a good game, if we objectively came in here on Sunday and said they didn't lose the game because of Justin Fields, if they've lost three in a row, I still think he'd go to Russell Wilson
the Jets. Man, I won't even paint an extreme picture. Let's say they lose 30-28 because they do have so many injuries that you could conceive of if Gardner Minshew plays.
As he's naming random edge rushers who I've never heard of today as potential players for Sunday.
Correct. Like, it's now Isaiah Loudermilk will stand up and play edge rusher, which will be funny to watch. So say they lose something like 30-28. Fields throws for like 245, two touchdowns, okay? Included in there is Fields leading them down the field for a go-ahead touchdown, 28-27 with 2 minutes left. Then their defense gives up a game-winning field goal. Fields plays a clean game, accounts for, they score 28 points. Even at 3-3, and even with the built-in excuse of we need to change the mojo here, that would be a hell of a tough sell if the guy plays a good game.
I wouldn't do it, but I think he will.
Well, I want to give him credit right now for this. I actually thought he was going to go to Wilson this week. And the fact that his answer there very clearly suggests that's not going to happen, I'll give him credit. I thought he was going to go knee-jerk reaction here. Like, I had internal kind of debates whenever I would just be kicking this whole subject around in my head. How much has he really won over his coach, Fields, that is? I think it's obvious that he's shown him a decent amount. Enough that it probably changed Tomlin's mind in some fundamental way.
Donnie, what do you think? You got the same read on this, or do you believe that Russell Wilson will get named the starter later this week?
Similar read. I mean, I thought Chris and I were sitting there together. You had a nice little fancy luncheon today. But Chris and I were sitting there together.
No lunch was served, Donnie. I got the 411. It was a quick meeting. No, there's no lunch. There wasn't even beignets or any kind of light, continental breakfast type of thing.
Anywho,
he was all business here.
I thought he was going to kind of do the opposite, like more clearly paint like, hey, it's going to be Russell Wilson. It seems like he's getting back to the point where he needs to be. I think him throwing in there, he's going to work with the twos. We don't want to disrupt anything with Justin Fields and the ones. I mean, that's the key piece there for me. So maybe he's going to stick with Justin Fields for one more. If it's another slow start, maybe the plug gets pulled at halftime against Vegas. If it's just another bad game overall, maybe we get Russell Wilson against the Jets, another primetime game that they have.
You said you wanted to add something to the Pickens conversation before, and then forgot to tee you up for it. So here is my lobbing of the softball to you on that right now.
I just think that the player, and we've heard people say this to us and tell us this, that he is a lot smarter than he lets on about any given situation. I think he knows what leverage he has here. This is something that is seen at pretty much every level of football. I mean, I played high school football with kids that would do stuff like this. I saw it happen at the college level too. Like when there is a player that knows, hey, I can pretty much do whatever I want. I can dog it here and there if I want to. I can get caught dogging it here and there if I want to. I can have whatever message I want. I can pretty much, in any way, shape, or form, beg my coach to do something about it, but I know he is in a tough spot to do so because there ain't nobody behind me that will give this team anywhere close to a better chance
to win.
So
if they had gone out and gotten Brandon Ayuk or Davante Adams, you're saying you don't think George Pickens would be pulling the stunt right now?
Correct.
I agree with that.
I think he knows the rest of those receivers are
dog water.
Yeah, they're more like, I don't want to say bums, but I mean
they're bums.
They're all three and four receivers at best.
We have no idea about Roman Wilson, who must be so bad.
Which, by the way, how does Tomlin talk for 30 minutes today and not get asked about that?
I think people just had Pickens tunnel vision.
Oh.
although to be fair, the one time a Wilson who wasn't Russ did get asked about, Mike shot down our Jeff Hathorn. It wasn't
Peyton
Roman.
Wilson.
It was Peyton Wilson. I think that's probably right, Donnie. I mean, we've all seen kids who know they can get away with more, even at the lower levels. You're right about that. But the thing that, again, just bothers me, not so much about that approach from Pickens, is if you know you can get away with more, so you might take plays off, the plays you don't take off, you better produce. That's where I have less sympathy for him than I would if he was two or three touchdowns in and had two bad games in a row or whatever, and he was frustrated because they lost and he maybe got shut out from the end zone. He hasn't scored in part because he has screwed up. Then when they called plays for him, like, okay, we slapped you on the wrist, let's go back out there, we need you, this is a huge drive, same thing. I'm just on cruise control. You've got his dad tweeting out that it's Arthur Smith's fault.
I hate when the dads get involved. Beckham Jr.'s dad, now we've got to deal with
Mr.
Pickens.
He called him Arthur Smith on Twitter, which I thought was funny, like he writes books
Arthur Smith.
Yes, like he writes books for a living.
It also sounds like someone, like a very rich person would say his name, which Arthur Smith comes from a very, very wealthy family.
Also, George Pickens' dad, it is him, but it is very funny. He has one of those Twitter names that looks like it would be a spam bot. It's like George 3, like a bunch of numbers. There's like 9 numbers in the name.
Here is Dano in Bridgeville. Hello, Dano.
Hello, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, this Pickens thing tells me two things. Once again, Tomlin has a culture problem in his locker room. Number two, he also does not have any leaders. If you're Cam, Queen, Micah, and you let a second-year player walk out onto the field with an F-bomb on his nose, with the whole NFL world looking at you that night, that is a problem.
I don't disagree with that, but also, where are the coaches? I heard so much about how this
is the culture bad if it's one player?
If it's one player and it's an isolated incident, no, but this keeps happening with wide receivers.
I mean, if the culture, I think I could hear culture problem and understand it more if there were just guys left and right, like 5, 6, 7 players mouthing off.
I think it's
Tomlin likes to handle guys a certain way, okay, and it's not working with these two.
I mean, their first round quarterback quit
Najee
on the team. Right? I mean, this is not just a one, maybe they're not being as demonstrative about it. But guys tapping out and saying, you know what, I don't want to be there anymore. This is happening. It's pervasive. It's not a one-off.
The one thing whenever people say they don't have any leaders in there, the one thing I just wonder about is, what do we miss that is behind closed doors? Are guys getting in his face? Apparently not.
Well,
I feel like that would
if
be
they
hard
are,
to
the way it's manifesting is not that it's like curbing behavior or getting him to change at all. Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line.
With Justin working with the ones tomorrow, are you preparing that he's going to start this weekend?
Until Russ gets to a point where we're comfortable with what we're looking at, he's able to execute all schematics, he's able to put together back-to-back consecutive days and so forth, I just think that's a hypothetical conversation. We're going to continue to push forward with Justin until those things are legitimate, and then we'll make decisions accordingly.
Going to continue to push forward with Justin. Mike Tomlin today on his quarterbacks. Russell Wilson getting closer, medically cleared. Still sounded to us like Fields is going to get one more crack at it on Sunday. Is that the right move? 412-928-9370. Plus your thoughts on George Pickens. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for more than a half century. Here is one of our go-to guys, Tony in Greensburg. Hello, Tony.
Hey, fellas. The Pickens thing, man, it's your third season in the NFL, man. You're the clear-cut number one receiver. Like, you just got to grow up, man. I mean, it just bleeds immaturity to me, is what I would put it.
How do you fix it?
You got to be harder on him, man. Have to be harder on him as a coaching staff. I mean, like, you just giving him these breaks and these breaks and these breaks. But I will say, I do like that there's was a sign of hope there last week when they cut a snap count. I mean, that's a big thing, man.
Well, it didn't seem to work, unfortunately, in the game.
Yeah, I'm just saying in terms of disciplinary, I mean, that's certainly a first step in cutting his snap count. But if I can, I think the one thing with the quarterback situation where mainly on Fields, I think the main thing for him is just the consistency in decision-making. I mean, I think, you know, with our run game not being able to get going on first and second down, there's been a lot of third downs where he's rolled out, you know, outside to the left or right, and he just needs to make a quicker decision. He's holding on to the ball too long. Whereas if there's nobody open, man, just tuck it and run. You have the athleticism to convert these third downs with your legs.
I thought last week he knew that Russell Wilson was close and he wanted to do too much and prove that he could make plays with more than just his legs. That's my read on it. And I can't sit here and tell you that it's going to be any different in Vegas if he plays, because now the situation's even closer to playing out, Russell Wilson coming back and getting on the field.
Just put up the numbers. I don't care if they're on the ground or not.
I know, but I think that guys like him fight the stigma that he can only make plays with his legs.
That's troublesome, though, that he pressed then, because he had done more than fine making plays with his arm. In fact, he brought them back. I know two of them were touchdown runs by him. He still brought them back in the Colts game by making chunk plays in the passing game.
Here is Adam Crowley's number one fan, Adrian, in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
Yeah, that chunk play was dumping off the nausea and running over everybody in Indianapolis. Listen, there's a lot of things wrong with the Steelers, and it all goes back to Mike T.
Wow.
Okay? Everything is on him. It's not Najee's fault. They got 11 people at the line of scrimmage when every time they try to run the guy. There's people grabbing on his legs in the backfield. For him to just get 2 yards is amazing, okay? It's not his fault what's going on with him and his stats. Okay, he's not a skinny back like Cordarrelle Patterson when the Colts were playing.
You're calling Cordarrelle Patterson a skinny back? He looks like a defensive end.
No. Listen, follow me, please.
Wait a minute, though. But why are we off on the Najee Harris tangent here, Adrian? I want your opinion on George Pickens.
I'm gonna get on Pickens. That's what I mean. You gave us so little time. I'm trying to get all this out here. Okay, Cordarrelle Patterson can get skinny. Okay, that's why you see them bust that run from the goal line. Najee can't do that. He's a different type of back. George Pickens, he's right. Remember, the first three games we were 3-0. He didn't pout. He still wasn't getting the ball. Now that he's not getting the ball and they're losing, he's going to be madder, okay? This all goes back to Mike Tomlin. He has a Jerry Jones problem. Why won't he keep his nose out of the offensive business? Now he has a legitimate OC who dialed up a great play that maintained the safeties in the middle of the field and had Connor Hayward streaking up the left sideline, but we don't have a quarterback that can throw in the ball because Justin Fields is inaccurate. Connor Hayward was wide open for a touchdown. He missed him, okay? So all the problems go away. Our only hope here in Pittsburgh to get Mike Tomlin back to us scoring points again is putting Russell Wilson in the game because he trusted Ben Roethlisberger. We know he trusts Russell Wilson. He doesn't trust Justin Fields.
Well, that's going to be the thing that remains to be seen. Thank you. I do think that last argument is the best one for Wilson. Is Mike going to give the offense more freedom, and is it going to be less conservative because of the overall career resume of Russell Wilson? The only thing I'll say back to that is Russ on his own can play very conservatively. You know, he
takes sacks and he checks down more than almost any quarterback in the league.
He
was wrong factually. I'm sorry, I can't. When the guy's bitching and moaning that we don't give him enough time, Fields went into that game on Sunday completing almost 70% of it. I think it was more than 70% of his passes.
He's been more accurate than ever before.
He's at 68% of his passes. I know everyone wants to say that Arthur Smith, if he was allowed to cook,
yes,
would be drawing up stuff that would make the greatest show on turf blush. There are plenty of charts you can go find that'll tell you that nobody has been throwing to more tightly covered receivers than Justin Fields this year. So that's one of two things, or it's both. It's either that the coordinator isn't scheming them open or the receivers aren't good at getting open.
Johnny the Barber, your rebuttal to Adrian saying Justin Fields is the problem.
Oh, geez, what's that guy know? Justin Fields was the only bright part of the evening. I mean, you had Kamala Harris that couldn't do a run in pantyhose. you know, The only way you can deal with
Adrian just said their only hope is to play Russell Wilson and that they don't have an accurate quarterback. What would you? Does he sound like a guy that knows ball?
Yeah, I bet he knows ball.
What kind of ball?
I'm telling you. Yeah, the one I'm getting worked on tomorrow. You know what I'm telling you? And I got a screw up Patrick Queen. I know how you can get Patrick Queen to produce the way that you need him to. You just got to go get Roquan Smith.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
O-H-I-O.
Thank you.
He's not wrong about Roquan Smith. I've so far been proven correct in my analysis there. Here we go again.
Obviously, they got talented people to distribute the ball to. I don't know the status of Devontae Adams, but if I'm talking about eligibles, I better start there. You know, we had our issues with him a year ago. Thankfully, it didn't determine the outcome of the game, but it just speaks to the type of dynamic player he is and the way that he can explode in a game, not only in terms of volume of catches, but what he does with it after the catch. He's just got a well-rounded football game, route running, hand selection, late hands, combat catching, you name it. He does it all at a really high level.
Verizon is the official 5G network of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's treating deserving vets to lunch with Cam Hayward. Head to a Verizon store by October 20th. Nominate a vet. No purchase necessary. 18 plus to enter. Visit lunch with Cam Hayward from Verizon.com for details. Donnie's Tomlin tidbit of the day. Before he takes off to hang out with Landon Roberts at 6 o'clock from Ineos Pizza House in Allison Park.
The chipper of teeth.
Yes, and the guy that made one of the craziest defensive plays I've ever seen.
It would be talked about, even though it was just a regular season game, like Polamalu leaping over the line of scrimmage to just tackle guys before they could even take the ball from the center. I mean, that was an unbelievable play.
Donnie, why did you pick Mike Tomlin giving a scouting report on Devontae Adams?
So Mike Tomlin does this with pretty much every team, but I just thought, given the player that was involved this time, I mean, the dude ain't going to play in the game. He is not going to play in the game, but Mike Tomlin let it be known loudly and clearly what he thinks of Devontae Adams as a player. Now, yeah, maybe that's just all happenstance, doesn't mean anything coincidental that he is just running through the other team and, hey, there's not that many guys to really highlight. I got to start with this one, a dude that's a future Hall of Famer. It builds into all of the speculation, though, when it comes to this. Plus, he does a show with Kay Adams, or is he just like a regular guest with Kay Adams?
The Adams twins have a show together
up in Adams
week.
Or something.
Yes. Did he say something on that show today?
Well, she tweeted last night because he was supposed to be on, and she said, "Oh boy, lots happening at the moment with our guy Adams. He won't be on tomorrow. Sorry about that, and stay tuned," with the famous eyeball emojis.
Those infamous eyeballs.
Does Kay do the yeet? Yet does she do the Mark Caballi?
Do not
yeet?
See the yeet in there.
Okay. I thought it was interesting that Derek Stevens, not Craig Stevens, his brother from
How'd
Circa,
that one happen? Are they twins?
No, but I've met both, and I was very lubricated the last time I was out there, and probably will be again starting on Thursday. They have the VEASAN studios right there in the Circa, the sports betting network. And so I always think it's interesting when sports betting people opine on things like this because they set the odds on these things. And he just very casually, in a very cavalier way, said, "Well, yeah, everyone's saying that it's going to be the Saints." And I'm guessing he's getting that from his own people. And so that I paused when I heard that. Like, okay, the Jets thing seems to be unraveling quite a bit with the chaos that's going on there today.
Yeah, it is apparent, by the way, just as a sidebar, that Robert Saleh was strongly considering firing Nathaniel Hackett, the OC, which is basically, as I think Mike Florio or no, somebody described him as Aaron Rodgers' blankie or whatever, his security blanket, like the guy just wants to be around.
He gets Aaron Rodgers coffee and donuts and shines his golf clubs.
Right, and so apparently Saleh was considering strongly firing Hackett, and then they just beat him to the punch and said, "Get out of here."
Rodgers said, "Oh yeah, watch this."
Exactly.
You know what that
then
reminds
me of? Then they escorted him out
gone.
With security.
Remember?
You're fired!
Remember when that loser coach in Cleveland, who was the dopey coach there?
Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens.
Man, I forgot.
Wait a minute.
All
no,
about
it was
him.
Not Freddie Kitchens because he ended up getting the job. It was Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Remember Todd Haley thought when Hugh Jackson got fired, he was going to get promoted?
And he didn't.
And apparently
they both got fired,
didn't they? He waltzed into the owner's
ready to
office
be like
thinking
the coronation.
That he was going to get promoted. He got fired instead.
What a moment that had to be. A true electric factory.
Like, I heard a rumor from somebody that he like texted his wife, honey,
we're moving back up.
I'm going to be a head coach again. No, not so fast. Freddie Kitchens, that boob ended up getting.
Wasn't he a head coach,
instead.
Though, after in one of those minor leagues, Todd Haley?
Yeah. Yeah, the I don't know if it's the XFL or the UFL or whatever, the
so
USFL.
He wasn't wrong. He just was in the wrong league.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'm not. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested am I in Davante Adams? I'm at like a 6 right now. I'd say a 6 out of 10.
I mean,
getting closer to a 7 out of 10 by the day. You?
I would say that I'm more like still a 4 or a 5, but I'll admit my interest is going up just because I don't think you can count on Pickens now game to game. You have no idea what version of him you're going to get. Amari Cooper, my guy Darius Slayton making me look smart, but now the Giants might be too good, Donnie. He might be off the market.
He got the Bengals on Monday
night. He had like $1.20 and a touchdown
in
their last
game. How about you, Donnie? Scale of 1 to 10 on Adams.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Like you. I mean, I'm not counting on it happening by any means.
It is just funny.
I still think it's a small chance.
It is just funny, though, guys, that we all have complained about how rudimentary their offense still looks, and by extension, we have all said, like, Mike Tomlin puts a governor on this thing. And yet, it feels like when people talk about big wide receiver acquisitions, they just assume that if so-and-so was, you know, here, then Tomlin and everything else about the offense, philosophically and otherwise, would get fixed. I know Adams is a great player, and that great players do change the calculus. But, man, it seems like that's like a magic bullet for people.
It is. It's an elixir, thinking that Mike Tomlin's going to go back to the good old days of going for two-point conversions after touchdowns on the opening
drive. And then what? But then if he were to come here and it isn't an elixir because the same crap keeps happening, then what? It's not
and
like
I think Tomlin looks even worse.
So what? That's my point.
Yeah.
What exactly does that do?
Nothing, because he's not going to ever get fired. Thank you, Donnie. Here is Greg in Penn Hills. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just to talk about George Pickens, which you guys said earlier, I think you hit it on the head. He knows exactly what he's doing. I'm going to take it a step further, though. I'm going to say that if we still had Deontay Johnson, or not Washington, Deontay Johnson, I feel like it still wouldn't be as bad as what it is right now.
Like
and
with,
I want to
like
know.
Pickens'
I don't know,
behavior, you mean?
Yeah, Pickens' behavior. I think that what he's doing now, because you look at the reason why they let him go was what? Because he didn't want to block, and it seemed like he didn't want to play for Pickett, right?
Who, Deontay Johnson? I think I think that was a Mike Tomlin personality clash at that point. That's my understanding.
I'm glad you said that. I want to know if you guys had some inside info. Was it something personal? Because I just feel like, what did he do that's
It left them exposed. It left them exposed. It put them in a position where they needed to try to backfill a spot that otherwise might have stayed that way. I know they traded for Dante Jackson, who's been, I'll call it, average in balance for them. And Roman Wilson, who I presume, Pony, they thought would help backfill that, has been hurt. They can't get him on the field. The Ayuk thing fell through. They got used
well,
in that
Well, how about
one.
What you said for a long time, that Arthur Smith doesn't feel like he needs another big number two wide receiver?
Strictly on how they view it, they don't agree with that because they have been trying to do it. Well, I've said that Arthur Smith hasn't proven he can truly utilize a second wide receiver, but they don't agree with that. They've been trying to get the guy weapons.